RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
8 Jaguars, 4 weeks. Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel is giving away 2 Jaguars every Thursday starting January 8th. Club Serrano members, play to earn entries for your chance to win a new luxury crossover SUV. Join for free today and don't miss your chance to drive off in a Jaguar. More cars, more chances to win. Only at Yamava Resort and Casino, celebrating its 40th anniversary. You in? Details at yamava.com. Must be 21 to enter. Please gamble responsibly.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
No spend January is a growing trend, encouraging people to cut non-essential spending after the holidays to reset habits, boost savings, and build smarter money awareness. Joining us to discuss the strategy is Shane Gornick, financial advisor, Forefront Financial Planning in Lyle. Find him online, preparemyretirement.com. Shane, thank you for joining us today, and happy new year. And one way you can kick off the new year, forget about dry January. Let's do this no spend January, where you really just keep an eye on how much money is going out the door, especially after all the fun and frivolity of the holidays.
Thank you, Rob, and I agree. Whether it's no spend January, I don't think either one is incredibly fun, but nonetheless, a great way to get the year started in terms of kind of recovering from a lot of the holiday spending and trying to help catch up for a lot of that those extra expenses you might have had then, and looking at it as a chance to reset.
Ironically, dry January could help you achieve your no spend January goals, because one area in which you could address is just going out all the time. And if you stay in and just enjoy a bracing root beer out of your refrigerator, that's one way that you can shave expenses in the month of January.
You sure could, Rob. That would be killing two birds with one stone.
And then what are some other areas that you can address? I mean, the big one, of course, we talked about drinking, but also just eating out. And I don't know about you, Shane, but the last week and a half, we were at restaurants practically every night. But now we're back at work. Now we're back at school. Reality has set in, and it's time to do some good old-fashioned meal planning.
You've hit the nail on the head, Rob. When we do budgeting and look at where spending is with clients, and where they think they're spending money and how much they're spending versus how much they actually are, one of the biggest categories by far is eating out or ordering in, or a combination of the two. And usually it's not just a small underestimation. We've seen people be off by $1,000, $2,000, sometimes more than that, dollars per month. And when you're not keeping track of it and you just kind of get in the habit of doing that, or when things get busy, like in the holidays, it can be easy to just say, yeah, you know what, I'm going to go ahead and do that. But it certainly does add up.
And on top of that, you know, the old saying is it takes 3 weeks to form a habit, and January is 4 weeks. So if you do complete the no spend January from start to finish, you make it all the way to January 31st and stick to your principles, you could pick up some habits that will stick with you for the rest of the year.
Absolutely, Rob. I think that's another great point. Most people, this may come as a surprise, but perhaps not, but most people don't budget. And so having a no spend January is great at kind of figuring out what your baseline is. So it's a way of seeing if you were to just not spend extra more than you absolutely have to, it's a great way to see, hey, I can actually live off of X amount of dollars per month. And then so then when you're looking at budgeting and looking at what your spending is in February, March, April, so on and so forth, it's a great way to compare, wow, I'm spending this much amount more than my baseline, which I figured out during No Spend January.
And then you can find a way to take all of that money you saved during No Spend January and pick up another good habit along the way, and that is automating the saving of money.
Exactly. And that's another area where most people, when it comes to saving or when it comes to investing, nobody likes to go in and think about doing it. Where most people like to doing it is having it be a set it and forget it type strategy. Obviously, you don't want to forget it, but something that's set up on the front end that's automated where it can be X amount of dollars per month. And setting that baseline with No Spend January gives you a great way to figure out how much your budget can accommodate for that automated saving.
Shane Gornick, financial advisor, Forefront Financial Planning in Lyle. Find him online at preparemyretirement.com.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know Graybar for electrical parts. But there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.